The Eisenhower Doctrine said we're going to safeguard any country which is threatened by communism within the Middle East. That's the old idea of you're either with us in Washington or with us in Moscow. And that cuts out a third way for Arab nationalism. The very factors which led the Americans to keep their distance from Britain in moving too aggressively against Nasser in 1956, they lose sight of those.
The occasion has come for us to show our deep respect for the rights and independence of every nation, however great, however small. We seek not violence, but peace.
It is a policy which echoes from Suez to today.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil. I will not wait on events while dangers gather. The United States of America will not permit the world's most dangerous regimes to threaten us with the world's most destructive weapons.
This is not the time to falter. This is the time for this House to give a lead, to show that we will stand up for what we know to be right, to show that we will confront the tyrannies and dictatorships and terrorists who put our way of life at risk.
The fact of the matter is that Iraq could turn out in the long run to be a Suez 50 years later. But whereas that will take years to find out with Iraq, with Suez, we found it out within a matter of weeks.
Ordinary Egyptians have drawn their own lessons from the Suez crisis.
There is a great difference between resistance and terrorism. I was a patriot defending my country.
Let the whole squad oriented on the bridge.
The spirit of resistance is deeply rooted in our country and in the area.
When the US and Britain went into Iraq with the idea of being accepted with open arms and so on, that was a very stupid idea. I mean, where did they ever come up with that idea? I don't know. They could have looked at the history books, they could have looked at the Suez Crisis, you know, which is, after all, it's only 50 years ago, and they could have learned that this will never happen. It will never happen. You know, people will defend their country, they will defend their land.
I am a human being. I have dignity. I don't accept any foreigner to dominate me. Or else, I am a slave. Right or wrong?
And on Sunday, it's Suez Night on BBC Parliament. Tonight, brand new BBC4 creepy drama, The Haunted Airman, is next.